Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Christmas is behind us and the new year off to a wild start. But today, I want to talk about the Cabinet Secretary's luncheon that we held on December the 14th, just before Christmas. The luncheon was held at the Blair House, just across the street from the White House. And here's some history. In 1981, the first year of the Ronald Reagan presidency, Transportation Secretary Drew Lewis scheduled a Christmas luncheon for the Reagan cabinet members at the Madison Hotel. Six of us attended, including Vice President Bush. The event grew, and by 1985, Marshall Coyne, owner of the Madison Hotel, and I became the lead team. We decided to make it bipartisan, started including all cabinet members from previous administrations. And the next year, we extended invitations to spouses. Well, this last December 14th, we had more than 40 cabinet members celebrating the holidays. The Trump administration had 10 cabinet members, which was much more than any other administration. I was happy to see five secretaries of agriculture. And for entertainment, we've not had a speaker. We asked for predictions from the guests. Some predictions are very serious. Some just make you laugh. Jim Burnley said, and I quote, "We will reach a trade agreement with China." Well, I hope he's right. Thurgood Marshall said that there will be 21 candidates running for president in 2020. There's a lot of talking about individuals right now. Alice Rivlin, on the issue of divided government, she said, "We will see the first step in bipartisanship." Well, I hope she's right, but haven't seen it yet. Army will beat Navy next year. I don't know who said that, but I agree. Jim Woolsey predicted that, I quote, "The president of France will call a press conference and apologize to the United States for what he has said about President Trump and the United States." That will occur at about the same time that pigs fly. Okay. All right, Alex Azir predicted, and I quote, "There will be two more vacancies on the Supreme Court before the end of this administration," end of quote. And I say, if he's right, that is a big deal. Trump has already filled two vacancies. And finally, I said, next year will be a lot better for farmers. It can't get any worse. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.